بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of the things that I want to remind you and myself about is the importance of doing a good deed as soon as the thought enters your mind, whatever it might be. You might see a homeless person, a beggar on the street, and the thought comes into your mind, I should give this person some money. You put your hand in your pocket and then you suddenly realize, oh, I don't have any small change. I only have $10, $20 bills. Let's give it. Give the person whatever your hand touches, whether it's a $10 bill, a $20 bill, a $100 bill, whatever it is. Give the person whatever money your hand touches. Don't delay that. And don't postpone it. Similarly, you are one of those people, and you should be, inshallah, if you are not, this is one opportunity to become among those people who are always in a state of wudu, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after the one who is always in a state of wudu. So, you are a person who is always in a state of wudu, so you go to the bathroom, you immediately make wudu, alhamdulillah. Then, on that particular day, this is not at any salah time or anything like that, in middle of the day, or maybe after you get up in the morning, after you have finished Salatul Fajr, maybe you slept for a while, then you got up, you make wudu, and the thought comes into your mind, I should pray 2 rakat of Tahiyatul Wudu. Now, it also so happens that you have to, you are a little bit late maybe, or you are on time, but you have some appointment, you have to go somewhere, and Tahiyatul Wudu is nafil. So you get this thought, but then you think to yourself, oh, it's only a nafil, it's okay. I mean, it's not a fard. I have to go to wherever I'm going. That's important. Now, what do you do? Do you still say, no, Allah gave me the tawfiq for in a tawfiq to do something good, and whatever it is I am going to do, the one who is going to decide whether that thing will succeed or fail is also Allah. So if I spend this 2 minutes praying Tahiyatul Wudu, then my work, which also Allah is the one who is going to give it success, will my work be successful or failed, or will it fail? So therefore, I pray Tahiyatul Wudu. Do you do that? Or you say, well, you know, it's only a nafil, and you go. Which one do you do? The reason I'm saying that is because, may Allah protect us, for many of us, acquiring knowledge has become a tool by which shaitan misguides us. I don't want to sound as if I'm against knowledge, but really it was that we were better off without this knowledge. Because if we didn't have this knowledge of, you know, what's nafil, what is fard, and so on, here is the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, after he went on his celestial journey, Isra wal Mi'raj, he said, Ya Bilal, Allah showed me Jannah and I heard your footsteps in Jannah. Right? I heard your footsteps in Jannah. So he said, what do you do? What amal do you do that gave you this status where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed Jannah for you and I heard your footsteps in Jannah? What amal do you do? Now imagine, remember another, on a side note, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say to him, you know Bilal, this is you got this because you are my friend, or you are my servant, because Bilal radiallahu anhu used to also serve Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He didn't say that. He didn't say you got it because of your taluk with me. No, the taluk with the Nabi alayhi salam, there is nothing which is superior to that. But that comes into play only if we have the right belief and the right amal. Much stronger taluk than Bilal radiallahu anhu with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. Abu Talib and Abu Lahab, their own uncles, right? Same blood. Yet, that taluk didn't help them. Whereas Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu had no familial or lineage connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yet Rasulullah said to him, I heard your footsteps in Jannah. So Bilal radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, but what I do is, after I make wudu, every time I make wudu, I pray 2 rakat, nafil salah, as tahiyatul wudu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, inshallah, that is your amal which got you this Jannah. So now, we heard this hadith. Now you are not a so-called great scholar, you are not a so-called student of knowledge, and that's another funny term that is used. You are a normal human being. So you say, Alhamdulillah, this is a beautiful hadith, so I follow it. On the other hand, now you became the student of knowledge or whatever it was, and you now start playing games with fiqh. And you say, oh, but after all, it's not fard. Tell me, the thing that you were going for, whatever it was, whether it was your job, whether it was, whatever it was, leaving salat or leaving the tahiyatul wudu, was that fard? Because what is fard? I mean, since we are talking now to these so-called students of knowledge or whatnot, right? What is fard? Define fard for me. What is fard? Fard is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. And the deliberate leaving of it, the deliberately not doing a fard, at best is among the kabair. At best, it is a major sin. It is a guna kabira. And at worst, it can become kufr. It can take you straight out of Islam. It varies. But the minimum is, it is a major sin. Meaning that if Allah does not forgive you, then you are liable for punishment for leaving that fard deliberately. So this thing, whatever it was that you were going for, whether it was your job or whoever you were going to meet or whatever meeting, was it there? Was it there? Was it fard? Of course it wasn't. Even if you never did it, that's not even a question that you were going to be asked, on the day of judgment. Did you meet so-and-so? Did you go to the job? No. Yet, Shaitan tells you, that is more important than praying that 2 rakat of nafil, tahiyatul wudu, for which we have the beautiful hadith of Bashara of Jannah. In the case of Bilal radiallahu anhu, we ask Allah to give us the same. So the choice is what? The choice is to die without praying that or to die after praying that. And when I say die after, I don't mean immediately after that you will die. That would be the best thing in the world. As soon as you finish the salah on the musalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you. But I'm saying, even if you live for 100 years after that, in your book of deeds, there will be that one salah which you prayed only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially at a time when shaitan was trying to deceive you, and especially at a time when shaitan was trying to take you away from that place and say, go and do this work of the dunya. And as I told you, at the end of the day, who solves that dunya problem for you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you spend 2 minutes, 5 minutes trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that dunya work going to be better off or worse off? I want to close with one of my personal experiences which happened. I was going to South Africa, and the flight takes off from Hyderabad at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. And my following flight to South Africa was at 3 a.m. or something like that. So I reached Dubai, a local time, about 12. And I was in the lounge. And obviously, because I left Hyderabad at 10, I had finished my Salatul Isha and everything else. So now in the Dubai lounge, my only thing was, let me find one of the, in the silent area in the lounge, one of the recliners, and I'm going to get a couple of hours of sleep before my flight. So as I went there, I found this recliner, everything ready, the blanket there, a pillow and everything else. And then I suddenly thought to myself, what about tahajjud? I need to pray tahajjud. And instantly, I tell you, it was so funny, I almost laughed. Instant thought in my mind is, you are traveling, you are in safar. In safar, even the fard salah is shortened, right? You are combining the fard salah and you are praying. Even the fard salah is shortened. So tahajjud is only nafil. So get some shut-eye, sleep. And then maybe you can pray on the plane also. Right? Maybe you can pray on the plane. Now, alhamdulillah, immediately I also had the answer for that. So I said, yes, Tahajjud is a nafil. It's also a sunnah muakkada. It's the biggest, one of the biggest sunnahs of Rasulullah Sallam. Number one. Number two, yes, I am on safar, but the dua of the musafir is maqbool with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the prayer, the dua of the person who is traveling. So what better place to make dua than to pray tahajjud and make dua? So I told my, the guy who gave me this advice to buzz off. And I told him that's the reason why you are where you are. And I did what I needed to do. My brothers and sisters, I will close with what I began with, which is, anytime you get the tawfiq to do something good, just do it. Don't hesitate, don't think, don't do your sums, because your sums will take you towards sin. Do the real sums which take you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب.